Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Support for the Adam Carolla Show comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. With rising interest rates, there's a lot of unpredictability, a lot of anxiety out there. Our friends at Quicken Loans are doing something about that. The power buying process. They'll verify your income, assets, and credit in under 24 hours and give you a verified approval. Then you have the strength of cash buyer, which is important when you're out there in the real world. Once verified, you qualify for the all-new exclusive Rate Shield approval. They'll lock in your rate up to 90 days while you shop. If rates go up, your rate stays the same. But if rates go down, your rate drops. You can't lose, man. Either way, you're going to win. Get started today. Go to rocketmortgage.com/Adam. That's rocketmortgage.com/Adam. Dawson.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply based on Quicken Loans data in comparison to public data records. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org, number 3030. From Corolla One Studios in Glendale, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest today, show business icon, Michael Ovitz, with Gina Grad on news and Paul Bryan on sound effects. And now, there's no more intro jokes. Lynch got fired for not cleaning out a coffee mug. Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on. Man, they get on. Something sounds weird in my headphones, but now...
new headphone pads.
You guys got new headphone pads.
Can't be the headphone pads that sound weird, though. Something got reconfigurated differently. Mm-hmm. All right. It's weird. We'll figure it out. We replaced the pads on the headphones, which is a good thing. But I can't imagine why that would change the tone of the headphones unless something got removed, swapped, whatevered, and rebooted. Does your sound normal?
It sounds very different.
Does it sound trebly?
More trebly?
No, actually quite the opposite.
Really?
Bassy and muffled a little.
Oh, well, I didn't get new headphone pads.
Yeah, something.
Hold on, Dawson's checking.
But when I sound check with Dawson before the show, I'm like, sounds weird to me. It's like, sounds normal to me. So I can only assume it's the headphone pads.
But, yeah.
I'm wrong your page. I'm like, why? But
why? Yeah, I think that's what we do as human beings. We try to connect things. Mm-hmm. And
the only variable in this equation is
the variable is not the head pads, the headphone pads. It's that somebody removed the headphones and sent them somewhere and like did something with the headphones. So I'll attribute it to the pads, but not directly. I'll make it indirectly. I can't imagine how that.
There's no way it's the pads.
No, it's not the pads.
Or
it can't be the pads. It has to be something. It got sent out. Something got changed when
we changed it in house. We
changed it in place.
Yeah,
Chris. When the pads got changed, is it just the outer padded ring?
Yeah, that's it.
Huh?
Yeah, the drivers, the speakers, everything are still the same.
Yeah, everything's the same.
Okay.
All right, we'll figure it out. I don't know what that is. I don't know. I can't.
Sounds great out here, and Gina says she has no change.
Mine sounds the same, and mine weren't changed. Mine are the exact ones.
All right, now we're going insane. Yeah. Now I'm going insane. So now give me your headphones.
Here.
I'll unplug these.
Because I have a different one. I have different ones than you guys have.
Those are going to sound different for the boss anyway, because
this will be
different
interesting.
Headphones.
Let's see. No, it's
check,
weird.
Check.
Sounds weird.
Really?
Gina, this sounds
the same kind of weird.
This sounds very weird for what we're used to.
Those are a completely different model
basier?
Of headphones.
It's just way different. Brian will.
As soon as I put headphones on, I had the same thought.
Okay. You both sound velvety smooth to me.
But I trust the audio engineer. He says it sounds the same.
All right. It doesn't matter. Gina.
Hi.
This sounds very different than how it normally sounds.
In what way? Because
I don't care. In no way. It doesn't matter.
Brian says it's just bassier. It certainly
doesn't
sound bassier.
It's just tonally very different.
Okay.
Yes?
It's instantly noticeable.
I don't want to even get going down a path. I'll just say it is very different than what it was. And I guess we'll just have to dial it in or deal with it. All right. Anyway.
But you do understand that two out of the three people here agree that it sounds different to them. The same two out of three people had their headphone pad change. Thus, the only thing that adds up.
No, because Gina didn't have hers changed. No, hers sounds weird.
Does yours sound different to you?
Look.
I just put them on.
I'm not.
Brian, you're going down a weird path. I just put them on and I'm telling Gina.
No.
Okay. Hold on.
If you guys never said anything, I'd be like, on with the show.
Okay. I put Gina's headphones on earlier today
when
you were here, and they sound much different.
They are different headphones.
But
they
you don't know what Gina's headphones sounded like beforehand.
That is a good point, but they sound exactly like what a mine sounds like right now.
Some blow your mind. Maybe ours should sound like they're supposed to sound like.
Finally.
All right.
Dawson's going to run in his headphones, which have not been changed.
Now we're going to see.
This is
real mystery. Gina's headphones sound exactly like my headphones sound, which is the altered version of this show. All right. I want to thank Quicken Loans for this half of the show. I want at rocketmortgage.com. I want to thank 23andMe. Go to 23andMe.com/M. MedMen. Go to MedMen. .com. Let them know I sent you. And Casserole Edge, titanium strong for maximum engine performance. All right. Now let's see. Dawson's headphones they're still weird.
Okay.
It's all weird. It's just a quinky dink that the headphones got pulled apart or that we replaced the stuffing in them, basically.
Yeah.
But something happened, and it's a coincidence that it was on headphone day or headphone replacement pad day.
Exactly.
All right, now...
This happens every replacement headphone pad day. You guys always ruin replacement headphone pad day.
The real question now is, what's up with Gina? This sounds different.
I don't know. I mean, but you're right. When I put your headphones on, like when we did our other show, I don't care for the sound of those because I'm used to these. I'm used to the way these sound, and they sound a little bit different to me.
All right. So whatever I'm hearing that's bad, I'm hearing it through your headphones as well. We'll soldier on.
All right.
We'll figure it out. So at some point, Dawson will find something that was set on the board that was different, and then he'll go, who touched this? And then we'll never know.
I'm looking, boss, but I just reset my settings to the exact settings we had on Friday morning.
Well, here's something interesting.
Nobody else uses my settings but me.
I got a good, I'm starting to put together a theory here, Dawson. Gosh. You keep talking, because Dawson sounds pretty good, I think.
Pretty normalish.
Hi. It's good to sound good. I have nothing good to say.
All right. But stifle. Just think about guacamole for a second. Test one. Yeah, so I sound bad through my mic.
I sound different to myself. Back to the pads. Are we echoing our own?
Is it a mic issue?
It's a mic issue. Okay. Something in my mic and Brian's mic is going haywire.
Listener, if you sense any difference, please tweet everyone but me.
All right. Let's move forward and we'll see if we can do it. But
I'm going to adjust some gates here and see if that
makes
a difference.
I think I've narrowed it down to my mic and or Brian's mic, or maybe just my mic, and it's pushing through everyone's phones. First, you guys tell me. I like to not think of myself as bigoted, but here goes. I went into a Benihana. There's a Benihana that's at Pebble Beach. And it's right in there, Fisherman's Wharf or wherever, the whole area. Not the Cannery Row, but in there. And it's fun to go to every once in a while. A little underrated in a weird way.
Remember I brought up a while ago the best chain restaurants, you know, not McDonald's of the world, but like the P.F. Chang's, we all agree, and Houston's.
Sit down, yeah.
Benihana's is up there.
Putting it up there.
I'll put up the top 10.
And we had a table of like seven dudes who were all down there for the race weekend. And we had basically two white dudes, one Armenian dude, and four Mexican dudes. And one of the Mexican dudes who was traveling with us and part of our team was sort of on point with Benihana. They kind of go, they go right to left as they stand in the inner circle. They'll deal with the guy on the right, and then they'll move to the left and go along the way. The Benihana in L.A. or California and maybe many, many parts of the country, but certainly in California, everything to do with food has been outsourced to Mexicans. There are no more any whatever. So the guy's cooking up the meal at Benihana is now a Mexican guy. He's not a Japanese guy. Wow. As he was in the past. Well, look.
I mean, they used to cast it specifically. I'm saying cast it. No, much like Hooters. If you wanted to work at Hooters, you had to have big boobs.
Right.
Because I've been told. Okay. I haven't been inside of one, but I've been told.
And now it's sort of like, look, we're going to ever do it the cheapest and fastest, and we can teach this guy to throw the shrimp tail in his hat and do the ching, ching, ching with the the ching, chong, ching with the spatula and the knife and smack the thing. Look, you can anyone who cooks could be taught that. But then it got deeper because the Mexican guy, Sergio, who I was traveling with, said to the dude, like, Miyama or something, you know, K, something Miyama or something. And the guy said his name, and they started going back and forth in Spanish.
Sure.
Once they were done going back and forth in Spanish, then the guy who was not Japanese, who was cooking at our Benihana table, was now talking to Sean, the Armenian guy, in Spanish as well, because he just did the Armenians and the Spanish. Once the lead guy goes Spanish, the other guy three chairs over is not Armenian. He's a dark-haired, swarthy-looking guy. So now he's speaking to this guy in Spanish. I don't know. Call me old-fashioned. I kind of like the Japanese guy.
Agreed.
Would you be okay with the Mexican guy speaking Japanese?
Oh, yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes. If you could find the one Mexican guy who speaks Japanese. I would be okay. And then I thought, well, let's see. Am I fair-minded? And I thought, yeah, I don't want to go into a Mexican joint and see a Japanese guy slinging hash behind the counter. I'm all right with it. But I like these little parts of these pockets.
Yes. I don't want the modest-chested Hooters waitress if I ever go into Hooters
you.
For the first time.
Thank you. All right. So, there was that.
Or if you go to Chippendales, Gina.
Sure, sure.
You
know, or Brian.
Gina, you will. Again. Gina's going to. You're going to love this. I was. All right. So I've complained maybe a time or two that there's. When I open my refrigerator, it's a carb avalanche that comes pouring out. I've also probably mentioned that I go out, I overindulge, and then I try to get on my diet, and then everyone in my family tries to confound me with whatever it is they're cooking. Nobody really fully understands the no-carb part, you know? Like, when I say to Lynette, she'll go, like, you want some toast with that? And I'll go, no. And she'll go, what's wrong with toast? And I'll nothing's wrong with toast. I'm not supposed to eat it. And then they'll go, oh, you can eat it. And it makes it difficult. I'm shooting a commercial on Friday that may be for Castrol Motor Oil that may be on a national thing on TV.
Let me know if you want me there.
Three times, fool.
And so I did what, you know, I've been out on the weekends. We've been on the cruise. I've been traveling. I've been racing cars. I've been everything. So now I'm like, all right, I got a shoot on Friday. I'm going to see if I can shed 5-8 pounds before Friday. Going no carbs, no sugar. Opened my fridge this morning, and I thought, you know what? I just have to take everything out of the fridge and just document it so you guys could physically understand what I'm
like, here we go.
An itemized list.
What I'm physically up against at my house. Max Zapata will find that, I guess. I don't know what Max Zapata's doing. And I still can't figure out the audio. What's going on here? It still sounds weird to me.
Once it starts to sound normal, we'll fix it.
Oh, yeah. Don't show that shot. No. Go backwards. Go from the end forward.
This is like one of those montages where they try on dresses.
Yeah.
What I won't.
Yeah. Except for, I would like to try on some goddamn carbs.
But everyone's going, no.
We give you a thumbs down.
Thumbs down, no.
Yes, yes. I like it when they dance a little bit to the song that's being pumped in, even though they couldn't possibly hear that song when they were. I will give you all the individuals. There is a big stack of cheese pizza.
And it's a block bag.
There is another.
It's been saved.
Keep going, Chris. Sorry. There's a. Lynette's favorite. That is the pasta primavera, the linguine and clam sauce, which I love as well. Lynette always orders it, never finishes it, and always brings it home. And then we don't people kind of do leftovers in my house, but not really. So it starts to pile
this is
up.
Like gold. Yeah. So you would dive for this if this was in the fridge.
All right, next. Sorry. Just a big bowl of
more,
just pasta.
More fettuccine.
Generic noodles in a bowl.
Yes. You can keep rolling, Maxipata. Now, this is the one I like. Just a big pile of mashed potatoes from Gelson's.
Just begging to be snacked
now,
on.
I can't throw it away, so I have to start thinking about bringing the food in or handing it to the guys at the other shop. Big thing of lasagna, which Lynette made last night, which is fantastic,
gorgeous.
But there's no meat in there. It's just all noodles and cheese and everything else.
That is more than a half full tray.
Big tray of lasagna.
She gets that you're doing no carbs. She made lasagna last night.
Well, it is sheets of pasta.
It's a little confusing to me that I make the proclamations. Yeah.
That's a tough one.
There's another big sack. There's another sack of pizza in there, Maxipata. Or you can just find the lineup. There's one. Yeah, there's a second sack of pizza. Just give the whole lineup one. I left out a sack of pizza.
I discovered
another sack of pizza. You can get rid of the breakfast. You'll find another picture, Maxipata, that's near the end with, there it is.
Oh my God.
It's lasagna, mashed potatoes, sack of pizza, bowl of pasta, sack of pizza, bucket of pasta.
That is an absurd amount of leftover pizza. That is more than half of a very large pizza.
It looks like you had a giant party last night. Not just a single family home.
You may have.
Right. All right.
When the first sandwiches are the
when
most
I don't want to eat carbs, this is what I have to see every single day when I open the refrigerator.
It's pretty awesome.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
How do you do it?
The lasagna is far and away the best option.
I know.
It's very sad.
I just keep walking. I don't know what to do. I'll have a discussion at home with you. I am on a. It makes it more difficult. Maybe I'll try to tie not being fat into getting paid and having a career and stuff like that. See if we can make it worth someone's while at the house. There's room bags and bags of pasta home. It's weird. Like it's true. I would sit in my car and eat it, or I'd stash it in the it in the fridge in the garage or something. I don't know that it would be on display.
Prominently displayed
as it is.
This is blatant.
There's a second fridge in the garage.
That's taunting.
A little less taunting. It'd be nice. But look,
look at that lineup.
Here's the goodness. And the part that makes me sleep at night. I pay for all of it. That's how I can sleep at night.
So it's kind of yours.
Knowing that I pay for all of it. I just woke up this morning. I thought, wait a minute. There's got to be 9 items in here that are on the front shelf of my refrigerator that I cannot eat.
It's a little messed up.
It's a little.
9.
Gina, how would you do how would you do in this environment?
Honestly, if I'm being very honest, I would pull up a chair to the counter, go face first, and curse everyone in the house. I don't know how you walk by. I mean, that's everything wonderful and great, and I would just get into full self-sabotage mode.
Linguine and clams,
yeah.
Man.
Oh, the best. Maybe this is good. Maybe it's a baptism by fire.
It's stealing your resolve.
It's a baptism by microwave, which is... I'm actually growing stronger every day.
Absolutely. Every day you pass by that.
And now, you know, walking through a Starbucks and seeing an old-fashioned glazed donut through the window, that's a zero compared to what I live with.
You know what this is? This is like getting a vaccination. They give you a little bit of the dead virus so you can be stronger. This is your dead virus.
Thank you, children and Lynette. Thank you. Growing stronger every day. Thank you, Olga. Thank you, Lynette. Thank you, children, for this. For this blessing.
Yeah. Right?
For this bounty. I can't fucking eat.
This cornucopia.
You didn't recognize it.
Carbocopia.
Carbocopia.
I can't eat. The fridge is like, we have no more room for anything. I love this song.
Come on.
Right.
Come on, Banks and Lynch. Get on this one.
Get on. I do not notice anymore, but I'll tell you the tough part. I'll tell you where it's tough. Where it's tough is if you're watching football on a Sunday and you've had a cocktail or two, or you come home on a Saturday night from an event,
were
at a wedding or something like that, and you got the U-Drive buzz going, and you walk through the door at 11:30, and you got a little buzz going, Then see the pizza.
That's when the men are separated.
Hit the spot.
That's when you see that pizza then with that little Saturday night home from the party buzz.
Yep. Feeling
that's
good.
That's when it nails you. That's when you like wake up the next day and you're like, ooh, wait a minute. Did I have two pieces? Oh.
That's right.
Damn it.
The little devil on your shoulder pops up. It's like, come on, man. You're not going to remember it anyway.
All right.
And then the other shoulder devil pops up. I agree.
Two devils. There's that. There's this crazy limo, 20 people dead story.
Horrific.
Christy shared that with me and was bummed that she did.
It's horrific. And I, with thinking back to my days, I haven't talked about it in a very long time, but I bought a limo. Me and Donnie bought a limo a million years ago, like literally just found one in the recycler. It's a picture we just put up. We'll put up AdamCarolla.com.
That looks like a movie still. That's like The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Yeah. The best part about the limo picture to me is you can see the back of my Mazda pickup truck that's sitting there with the extender for the paint roller and the edge guide for me doing carpentry just hanging in the back of my pickup truck. And we had a 64 Cadillac limousine. Like Elvis, the Beatles.
It's pretty.
Pretty much Kennedy was all that era. And we used to take that thing on road trips and we'd take it everywhere. And many times, like the brakes would go out on a way to Santa Barbara. We'd be like blowing through stop signs and stuff like, look out, you know, just crazy. You think about it's what you do that when you're 20. You never think about it. At least I never thought about it once. I'm sure Sonny will never stop thinking about it. But I mean, we just go on these road trips and the brakes were no good. And it's like, oh, look out. And we just go sailing around in this limo that was not roadworthy at all. Now, I don't know what happened with the story. I still can't figure out the part where there's 20 people that are dead. I know 18 were in the limo. It wasn't a traditional limo. It was like a suburban style thing or something. Yeah. But what happened that you kill everybody in the limousine?
That's the question that's on every news outlet right now. When you look at the pictures, when you look at the damage, it didn't burst into flames. It's not wrapped around a tree. It doesn't look like it would have killed everyone in sight. And I think I could be wrong, Chris, but I thought the number is 18 total, 15 passengers, one driver, two pedestrians. The only witnesses that were standing next to a business, the only witnesses that saw it were killed. So they have to figure out everything and how this could have killed everybody. The limo itself.
I got 18 in the limo and two walking around.
Oh, wow. That must be. Okay.
In the limo.
Yeah, that must be.
All right. So first things first, they must have been like facing each other. They weren't sitting stacked in and belted in or anything. They had to be like facing across each other. This can't happen where people are sitting and with a seatbelt on, right? And then this guy must have been speeding and there must have been brake failure.
10 miles over the limits. He was going 60 miles an hour. And the actual limo itself did not pass inspection.
So I don't know anything about the story, but that's not egregiously over the speed limit. But I do remember an episode of Stuff You Should Know that did on limousines. And the only ones that are actually approved and made and factory made are like the classic limousines that you see. Every other one, those Suburbans, those crazy ones that are extended, the Hummers, the whatever, mm-hmm. those are all aftermarket, like not done with like approval of the company. So like there's a third party like, you know, handling those.
It is one of those things as a human being, which is we try to think about the wiring. You know, many people, let's say, would be freaked out about, oh, I wouldn't go into a house if I knew it had multiple handguns or something like that. Everyone will pile into a limo, will sit there unbelted, will face sideways. And if there is an incident, you're just going straight through the front glass. Like, I mean, but we all have this insane sense of security. We've all piled into a limo, and no one's ever went like, oh, I want to be facing this way, or I want my belt.
Where's my seatbelt?
Right.
No.
All right. Anyway, we'll get more on that. Yeah. It just made me think. I owned a limo, and I drove that thing everywhere, and that thing was not roadworthy, and I guess we're lucky to be here. All right. 23andMe, DNA testing service that offers insights into your ancestry, health, and traits. You need them these days. It includes reports on how your DNA can influence your weight, see, you might become attractive to a woman who would fill the fridge with carbs, you know, like your DNA would make you attractive to the person, and then the fridge would be full, and then you would carb load every night when you were drunk before you went to bed, and then you would gain weight. I think that's what they're talking about.
If only you were armed with the information beforehand.
Your weight, sleep quality, caffeine intake, sense of taste, lactose intolerance, and more. Like sweet versus salty reports, DNA plays a role in your food preferences. Sleep reports tell you if you're likely especially to be a deep sleeper. Saturated fat, weight, and weight report offers tips on which foods to watch out for. Simply spit into a tube provided in the mail and just mail it to the lab and order it today. 23andMe Health and Ancestry Service Kit, 23andme.com/Adam. This is good information to have, people. You may be eating the wrong things or not sleeping right or whatever it is. It's just info. The more info, the better. 23andme.com/Adam. All right. It's funny. I was thinking back on this. I misremembered something, but I was thinking about When Kavanaugh, I didn't talk about it on this show, evidently, but I was talking about it with Drew. I may have touched on it on this show, but I don't think I got into it like I got into it with Drew. But when Kavanaugh was first introduced to the world in July, he came out with his wife and his two daughters, and he basically did 20 minutes on coaching his two daughters' volleyball team or basketball team.
Naming all the kids by name.
I thought, well, we'll play it, but it was kind of funny. I took note of it. Like in years past, if a guy was, well, it's sort of like what I was saying. It's like when you go to President Obama's tweets, a Twitter page, it'll say father, you know, husband,
then
we'll get to president part, you know, and back in the day, it'd be like lover of mistresses and conqueror of continents, you know, but now it's a whole new world order, right? Like, if you're going to go out and be trotted out in front of the press, you bring the daughters, bring the wife, bring the daughters, bring the wife. I don't, in the past, it seemed like old dude, weird beard, and he just went up there and talked about it. But, so I'll play you, we'll play you a little of the original.
This is back in July.
So it's back in July, but again, knowing what you know now, think about them and the optics. Okay. All right, just go ahead. Sorry.
I have two spirited daughters, Margaret and Liza. Margaret loves sports, and she loves to read. Liza loves sports, and she loves to talk.
High five to sis. I mean, to daughter.
I have tried to create bonds with my daughters like my dad created with me. For the past 7 years, I have coached my daughter's basketball teams. The girls on the team call me Coach K. I am proud of our Blessed Sacrament team that just won the city championship. My daughters and I also go to lots of games. Our favorite memory was going to the historic Notre Dame-UConn women's basketball game at this year's Final Four. Unforgettable.
Let me put on my pussy hat now.
A graduate of Abilene Cooper Public High School and the University of Texas.
All right, so at the time, I was like, what's all the chick talk? Like, why is he out? And I know it's a new world order. You have to prove it. You have to prove that you're down with the cause or you love your daughters or you're not bad. You know, that's equivalent of like, I got a black friend. So,
I do.
Dag's a dear friend of mine. Anyway, we have then the next day, me and Drew got together and I brought this up to Drew. Now, this is, of course, all pre any allegations of any kind, but I just it stuck in my head as I saw it at the time as interesting. And then I guess I addressed it with Drew. Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Now, in the past, the Supreme Court nominee would like come out there smoking a cigarette, probably take a nip off a flask, start talking about Iwo Jima or something. Right? This is like, I have my wonderful daughters. I coach their soccer team basketball. Because as a male, I am proud to serve females. Right. Hey, sweetie, did we win that championship this year? That's right. Thumbs up. They call me Coach K. I mean, it's Kavanaugh. But the girls, and let me stress again, it is an all-girl soccer team and that I exclusively...
I love sports. Wait a minute. Any most memorable experience? Going to WNBA game.
WNBA. I love women. I love the labia majora and the minora. And I will coach the shit out of that vagine. And I... Did I mention anything about chicks? That's all? Oh, just chick talk. Yeah, listen, the part where I'm going to be Supreme Court Justice, we could get mired down in legal talk. I'd rather talk about my 11-year-old, because she's a woman. I mean, she's a girl. I mean, all girls are women. I mean, every girl deserves to be a woman.
Non-binary.
It's non-binary. Non-binary. My wife, I brought my beautiful wife with me. I brought my two daughters. I got my stepson. He's out in the van. Didn't let his fucking... His ass out on stage. I don't want that ball sack ruining this moment up here.
Privilege.
Anyway.
He's an embodiment of male privilege over all these years.
When I'm not volunteering to coach the all-girls soccer team, win the championship, go Tigresses or Tigers. I'm down at the WYMCA. What did I say? Y? I mean, not Y. I mean,
YWCA.
Yeah, and not Y chromosome either. No. Talking about X.
No Ys.
No Ys. W. Am I right, sweetheart? I'm my proudest moment. Nothing to do with going to Yale and being elected a judge or any of that. It's when my daughter scored the winning goal with the other 11-year-olds on that empty field some weeks back. That's it. So... in summation, I love girls, not in a creepy sexual way, and thank you very much. I just got up there and talked about his daughter for 40 minutes, playing soccer. I've never seen anything like it. Now, of course, it's the new world order, because now he's going to go repeal Roe v. Wade, and we need to make sure that, well, we need to make sure that he loves girls. And it probably could have cut that off 20 seconds, but last 20. But it's funny that I tapped into that, and then I tapped into that, and then all this came around. I just smelled something. It's now my mic is what's going on, Dawson. That's what's happening, because that sounded fine in my earphones. All the clips you're playing and stuff sound fine. It's just my mic.
Well, so, it could also be that this console is on its last leg. We'll be replacing it hopefully this weekend. So get ready for more of this until we get the new console dialed in.
The new console that's been on the sofa for 2 months?
That's the one.
All right. But if everything's coming through that board and sounding good except for my mic.
Look, everything on my end sounds wonderful and clear. I'm sure we'll be flooded with Twitter tomorrow. Dude, what's up with your mic, Ace Man? Sounds terrible. But it's... trust me, everything sounds good in here. I believe you. I believe you that something sounds weird.
I believe that you think something happened.
No, I'm saying maybe we should swap my mic out since all the clips that were... Well, it'd be a bold choice, but I mean, every single clip I'm hearing... Brian, you talk.
Yes, sir. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You sound good. All the clips sound good. Everything sounds good except for whatever comes out of my mouth. I think I have that going on at home as well. All right, so we'll try swapping my mic out.
Sure.
Maybe we'll even do it with Gina's or Brian's or something.
I was going to say, you sound good to me, just like I sound good to you, but I sound weird to me.
Oh, wow.
See what I'm saying?
The plot thickens again.
That's why when I checked my mic earlier with Dawson, it was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It sounded weird.
The plot thickens.
You sound normal to me.
All right. The plot thickens, but we'll try it. I'm now disappointed to know you sound weird to you. Yeah, it's all right. But all the other stuff pumped in there sounds good. I got it. We'll figure it out.
Hey, I'm just putting two and two together. As it pertains to this this clip, I never saw this one from Kavanaugh. I wasn't aware of the soccer thing or the water rose, the basketball thing. So I do remember from the, was it Dr. Cook? What's the woman's name? Gina, the yes. woman. Cook?
Flossie Ford.
Ford. Short name. Sorry, I forgot. Ford. Dr. Ford. She said that she raised her concerns when Kavanaugh was on the short list, right? Remember when the short list was coming out? She raised...
Sorry. Yeah, I didn't do anything to fix it. But no. Thanks, Dawson. Yeah, keep going.
She raised her... She,
like whatever, June, July-ish.
Whatever it was, she brought it to Dianne Feinstein or whoever it was when he was announced on the short list. Do you think that he had caught wind of that or someone had tapped him? Like, hey, man, there's going to be an issue with your yearbook or there's going to be an issue with some chick from way back in the day. And that sort of influenced... That sent him down the path of, let me talk for 25 minutes about how much I love women.
I don't... You know, here's what I know. I know... You're white, you're Republican, and they're going to hit you from a couple angles. Mm. And it'll be race, it'll be women, it might be women and race. So how are you doing in the race department? Is there ever been a situation, is there Anita Hill or something in your background? Like, what are we talking about? And I think the calculation is you're going to get hit, they're going to approach it, I think, with all the abortion stuff, I think it was probably understood that there was going to be hit from a feminine standpoint, mm-hmm. and that we're just going to get out in front of it as far as we can get out in front of it. And, you know, maybe they couldn't find a sitter. Hey, I'm just spitballing here.
Middle of the day.
I think it'd fall under the angle was you're going to get hit sort of from the feminine perspective. And we're going to get out in front of this with my wife and my two daughters, and we'll pile it on as thick as we can pile it on. And it kind of worked for a little while, I guess. But I think that'll be the new world order. I think whoever comes out there, there'll be a left and a right version of it. But I think that's the new world order.
We've seen the sad version where Anthony Weider comes out and Huma has to stand by him while he talks about all the, you know, women he sent sex pics to and everything. And yeah. You know, the wife has to be there for optics.
Relationship goals.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, just it jogged my memory that that I had kind of discussed that and that we'd kind of come full circle into it. Peter Connolly.
Oh, yeah. Peter. Your guy.
Oh, Peter. Yeah. Oh, Peter. Yeah.
Resume
sorry.
Guy.
Resume guy.
Latest employee.
What's going on, Peter? Oh, you're in London.
I am in London. Yeah, as stated in my cover letter, which thank you for being that on yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was a thrill for me. Yeah, I'll be the course of this summer studying abroad, a community program.
When are you back? December?
Yeah, December. It's a Saturday in December.
All right. I'm going to have Gabe pick you up at the airport. When you get back to my shop, explain to Gabe that he's fired and that he should just drop you off at my shop, okay?
It wouldn't be the first time I've gone through something like that.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Actually, the space company I used to work for, my third and fourth weeks on the job, I was trained by the guy whom they were... in order to give me the job. So that was nice and uncomfortable.
Oh, there's a lot of that going around where the machinist who's been there for 32 years has to train the 22-year-old guy on the lathe, yeah. And then he's going in 2 weeks after he coaches the guy up.
Does he forget to tell him how to put the safety on? Does he forget a few things?
It's a weird position. Peter, our line is bad, so I'm gonna put you on hold, and we'll do it another time when your line is a little bit clear. It's a little bit wanky.
We're missing like every fourth word.
Dylan, Dylan could pick him up at the airport. Dylan, 25, New Jersey. What's going on?
Hey, Gina, Bulls, get on.
Mm-hmm. What's happening?
I was wondering, since you recently professed your love so much of angsty chick rock, if you were familiar with the band Paramore.
Yes, I'm familiar with them. I just don't know a lot of their songs. I certainly have heard of them. I see them on all the award shows and all that. Can't go wrong. Yeah, they sound good. Are they all girls? They're
yeah,
not all girls, are
just
they?
Just the lead singer, I think.
Yeah, just the singer.
Oh, okay. It's good. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she has an Apple Vibe. That album Riot is pretty great. Their original All We Know Is Falling is really good. Brand New Eyes. You probably would like all of that.
Okay. All right.
Paramore. Sign the basis for Paramore.
All right. Thank you.
They stopped playing that song, Brian, because they said the second verse is a too sexist and anti-feminist, so they refuse to play their biggest hit now.
What is it?
Oh, really?
What's the verse?
Well, can't they do the, what the Stones would do instead of, like, let's spend the night together, let's spend some time together. Norwegian Wood or something? Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Better by the Doors or something? Like, couldn't they just tweak
the radio edit? Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be curious what that is.
Second chances, they don't even matter. People never change. Once a whore, you're nothing more. I'm sorry, that'll never change. Okay. I don't like whore.
But people call people whores all the time for attention whores and all kinds of whores.
And couldn't she be speaking in the second person, like you being once one is a whore, they're never considered anything more?
Who is she calling a whore?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
Maybe
usually
she's looking
these
in the
things
mirror.
Are self-reflective. She's probably talking about herself. So I don't get it. She should stand by your lyrics.
I get it. Except for that Dire Straits song.
That's true.
That's too much.
That did
That's
get a radio edit.
That got a real radio edit. All right. Let's see. Line three over here. Hey, Chris, 40, San Diego.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Gina. Hey, Ball. How are you guys doing today?
What's going on, man?
Well, I just wanted to talk to you about the coffee fiasco that happened the other day, and that's really crazy. Ironic that old Peter Connolly should call in regard to this right before I called. But I had a couple questions, and I had a boss that I worked in restaurants for a long, long time, and the boss he's kind of like you. He'd let us get away with certain transgressions so long as we made certain he didn't know about it. And when he did know about it, he cut it off completely. Like, there was a beer version of that. There's a lot of different versions of it. I was just wondering, how come you don't have the policy where, you come in the morning before you see the cup and coffee's gone from the premises for whatever period you assign?
I think that's a good thing to implement, and I am so with you as a guy.
But you'd be victimized.
Yeah, that's.
I'm willing to do that.
He loves his coffee.
Dr. Drew wouldn't be happy, but I'm willing to do it, and I think we need to. And I also realize the bar in my life is basically, I'll pay for all the food. You just have to eat it. You can't throw it away. Like, that's where the basic bar is in my life is, you get to use my warehouse, do whatever you want. You just have to shut the lights and lock the door and clean up after yourself. A very low bar. Like today I was getting ready to shave and I was like, where's my shave cream? And it's like, I can't find my shave cream. And then you start opening drawers and opening your kit, your travel kit and all these, like, then you start looking in dumb places. Like, is it in my car? It's in the shower stall. Somebody needed it, which is fine. It's all fine. Just put it back. Like, use as much of everything as you want.
It's a low bar.
By all means.
Just save some for me.
My bar is just undo it. It's not like don't drink beer in my studio. It's don't leave the beer cans out when you're done.
If you're going to sneak liquor out of the liquor cabinet, have the DC to fill it back up with water to the line.
Exactly.
Yes, that's all. So I guess you're right. We're going to have to, I think we have to get rid of the coffee. We're going to have to get rid of the beer for a period of time.
That's tough. If you double down on the coffee, you know what's going to make it so much easier? Everyone's going to come in with a paper Starbucks cup with their name on it.
Yeah.
So it'll be super easy to figure out.
Yes, I agree. We're going to have to get rid of the beer and we're going to have to get rid of the coffee.
A single tear rolls down Luxembourg.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
Period of time.
Thanks.
Next, man, you would make the worst Navy SEAL of all time. I like said, look, just don't let me know you were drinking beer in here. Like, I gave it a sweep. There was a cap sitting on the thing the other day. Really? Just all you have to do is clean up after yourself.
You know, it's weird. You sound exactly the same to me. I'm not sure what you're hearing.
Thank you, Chris. Not that Thanks. Chris. All right. So what do? We get rid of the coffee and the beer for how long?
Until things improve.
Well, how are things going
to
improve?
Because you can leave other stuff in here. People will switch to Diet Coke. Yeah, people switch to whatever.
The coffee is a signifier, a harbinger of things to come.
Yeah.
What do we go beer and coffee?
Chris?
Well, Chris doesn't get a vote. He's
Brian,
the guy who leaves
beer
related things
the beer's,
on this console.
The beer's tough because people bring us beer. You have beer. There's endless rants all around. The beer's coffee. I see. Everyone under this roof drinks the coffee. That's going to send a message.
All right. How long should the coffee be gone for?
1 week coffee ban?
1 week.
Oh, you're thinking, wow.
That's like
I thought I was being harsh.
Through the end of the year. Start 2019 with new coffee.
That's right.
All right. Let's do a 2 week.
Okay.
We'll do a 2 week coffee ban.
All right.
See where it works.
I'm going to start a speakeasy in my office.
A Keurig?
The beer. But there's got to be some beer-related punishment as well, because I've made it super clear on the beer in the studio, and these guys can't
quite
figure it out.
Yeah, I'm going back, actually, now, because the coffee is kind of functional. I think certain people rely on the coffee to function, whereas the beer is purely recreational.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like taking away dessert versus taking away breakfast.
I agree. All right, hold on. Peter's back on. Peter Conley?
Can you guys hear me any better?
Yeah, you're on a better line now.
What do you think we should get rid of, Peter, and for how long?
Okay, well, so, yeah, that's obviously punitive, and it's more than justified, but they're in my mind, if I were working for you and were on the chopping block, as everyone's head was yesterday, I would instigate with my fellow.
Damn, the fucking phone line. The part that drives me nuts about the phone lines is when they're better.
Huh.
And then all the sort of fluff and the buildup goes in, and now here's what I do. And they just start.
Yep.
And that's the meaning of life.
Start breaking up. Peter, what would you do?
Yeah. Obviously, the punishment goes through, but beyond that.
All right.
Oh, God. All right. Email us.
All right.
It was so close.
Yeah. Whoever's screening the calls needs to pick up Peter from the airport when he comes in December, and then just stay at the airport and then just give the keys to Peter and let him drive my car back.
We're going to break down. I got to fire a call screener.
All right, let me tell you about MedMen. You tell us when our guest Michael Ovitz is here. Very interested in talking to
money.
That guy. MedMen, today's cannabis consumers are everywhere and everyone. Let's drop the labels at MedMen. You're an executive, you're a parent, you're a customer. There's something for everyone, whether you're new to the cannabis world or familiar with it. They got flower, they have lotion, they have edibles, vape pens, bath bombs, and more. Touchscreens allow you to give a in-depth product review and info, and red-shirted staff that are incredibly knowledgeable and put you at ease. Check out one of their 14 retail locations in L.A., Orange County, and San Diego. Now open the new store in Vegas on the Vegas Strip at Paradise and Harmon. Visit MedMen.com. Find the store nearest you at MedMen.com, Dawson.
And for our listeners, visit any MedMen and mention Adam Carolla at checkout for $10 off your order. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older. Check out MedMen today.
All right. Hey, Max Spada. I left my buck slip with a bunch of scratch on it on that front table. I did not bring it in here with me. Somebody could grab it and bring it in with me.
You did 45 minutes minus the buck slip. Pretty good.
I had some other stuff on my mind. Oh, that carb thing really got me this morning. Have you ever had more carbs in your refrigerator?
No, I didn't know so much could be jammed into one fridge.
How do you close the fridge?
At a house where the patriarch has specifically requested low carbs.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
I would say it.
Neither here nor there. All right. They're so lucky my mom didn't love me. They're so lucky.
If
I was one of you guys, you guys would be pitching a fit. I'm just like, all right, I get it. Yeah, that's a good country song.
It is. So
sweetie,
lucky my mama
you're
didn't
lucky
love me.
My mama didn't love me. Otherwise, this would be very upsetting to me.
Yeah.
All right, we got the Banksy thing.
Oh, it's awesome.
I got that. Somebody tweeted me, bizarrely, this morning, is Lady Gaga hot or not? Ooh. And I said, I don't know. I've been wrestling with that for a long time. And then I said, I actually had a dream about Lady Gaga last night. And I dreamt of her. She was Banksy, the artist. Mm-hmm. And I went to her place in New York, and I was I don't know where I got the, probably thinking about A Star Is Born.
So now we're describing dreams?
But now I had...
That's where the show's
that's
gone.
That's what we've come to.
Well, my ultimate dream is not to have any carbs in the refrigerator.
It was my house, but it wasn't my house.
Not to open the fridge and have an avalanche of pizza land on me.
Comically.
That's my ultimate dream. But I was thinking about that story and the story about the picture and the auction and the self-destruct mode, and everyone was tweeting it and everyone's aware of it,
yes.
Right? Okay, so picture, a simple picture, Banksy, I guess, drew, and it was in a frame, and it's confusing. And then he put the link up to him building the frame with the secret shredder. First off, battery endorsement deal.
Oh yeah,
like I don't know who made those. Yeah. Ever Ready? I don't Duracell, but those things were in the frame for years, evidently, yep. And work just fine. Once the hammer dropped at about $1 million, it started shredding. Keep in mind, you got to tack on 20% to the million, approximately, if the hammer drop. So it's $1.2 million, and I immediately went, well, what of the person that bought it? So you raise your paddle, and it's got a number on it, and it goes back and forth, and eventually they look at your paddle number, and they go, okay, you bought it, and the guy hammers it, and then the thing you just bought starts self-destructing, like Mission Impossible. And so the first question is does that person own that painting? Now, there's no doubt in my mind that whether it's a painting or a car, if it starts self-destructing a second after the hammer drops, Mark Garagos could get you out of that sale if you wanted.
But
my next point is that thing went from $1.2 to $5 million.
I said the same thing.
A minute later.
I agree.
Just leave it out the way it is. Yep. It's also, it's perfect because it's half shredded.
Yep.
You can still
great
read the
story.
Top.
Yep.
And it'll be one of the most famous pieces
absolutely.
Of modern art in history.
Absolutely.
And so whoever bought that, when in fact they sell it for $16.7 million in 9 years, is going to have the incredible story of it being in the shredder. Now,
it went from a Banksy to the Banksy.
Right. And I'm also, as a guy who does a lot of building, kind of confused about the heft of what it would
just
take
at the bottom.
To do a shredder and like the weight of the, and I'm sure he said, oh, it's an all metal frame and that's what it's glass or whatever, but we'll show it. We'll play it for you guys. But
a few years ago, I secretly built a shredder into a painting. Now
into the painting.
It.
This is on Banksy's Instagram. He posted himself.
Now, what do you guys think that thing is worth today?
Oh, like out once the story's out?
Now that everyone's talking about it.
Minimum $5 million. I'd say closer to 10.
I thought if I could get a consortium of people together and cobble together $5 million, I'd buy it. I'd say it'd be a great investment.
And you display it like it's shredded?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't touch a thing.
Tape it back
I'd probably pull the batteries out of it just to make sure nothing happened.
The gasps.
It's perfect. Everyone's pointing at it.
It makes a loud beeping.
Yep. That guy's laughing.
And they get it off as soon as possible.
Nothing to see here.
It's excellent. Excellent. All right, we're going to do that for one of my cars.
It'll just catch on fire.
Speaking of cars, Ovitz is here. Good. Talk to him in 1 second. Had a 10-second video of something I forgot about. My $6 million car, the window blew out of it while I was driving it. And I didn't even...
What?
Yeah, I was driving it in a race, and the driver's side window, part of the driver's side window blew out of the car, which at the time...
Oh, whee! It's gone.
It just blew out of the
side
of the...
It popped out.
Now, it's so weird how the... It's interesting how your mind works. So
Banksy!
The mind works is that was like the fastest part of the track, thus the most wind bowing the thing out and then just pulling it out the window. I'm wearing a helmet and I don't have a... There's a thing. You don't have a ton of peripheral, whatever. I noticed something happened to my left, but I didn't know what exactly happened because I was looking straight ahead and it happened hard left. And I was not noticing it just blew out the window in my mind. So what I had is a flash of something happened to my left. I momentarily tried to cobble something together, which was debris on the track, like something blew up or something blew out, or I don't know what it was, and then immediately scrub my mind of it because you can't kind of live in the past if you're racing. Right. So I just went, something happened way over to my left, a flash of something, must have been something on the track. Never thought about it again. And then later on, like the next day, my mechanic said, hey, where's your window? I said, I don't know.
Coincidentally, the guy behind you got killed by a flying window.
It was out on the track.
It didn't get drafty all of a sudden.
No, you turned on the heater.
Yeah.
It's pretty
chill in here.
I just thought it was I thought it was funny the way your mind processes things, which is something to my left that's shiny happened. But it's gone, I don't know what it is. And it was my window blowing out of the window. But don't worry, we put some duct tape on the window that was left.
On the $2 million Porsche.
Never six. Never found the other.
Well, now there's missing a window.
Oh, now it's missing a window, yeah. Never found the window. I don't know what happened to the window, but it definitely went. All right, let me tell you about Castrol Edge, and then we'll bring Michael Ovitz in here. Talk a little shop. Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown, rob your engine, maximum performance. Friction results in loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure, helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times,
fool!
Stronger against viscosity breakdown than the leading synthetics. Castrol Edge, unlock the true performance in your car's engine. Well, one of the biggest, heaviest hitters in Hollywood of all time, Michael Ovitz, is coming in here. He was, I hope you guys are ready for this. I think he was Newman's agent for years as well. So get some good Newman stories in there as well as all of the great Hollywood stories. And tell you all about the new book and everything, Michael Ovitz. We'll take a quick break. We'll do good sports. We'll do that right after this.
Corolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole this Saturday, October 13th at Sea Legs in Huntington Beach. Come on out and enjoy some endless rant, blended mangria cocktails, and more guacamole than you can shake a chip at. The World Championship of Guacamole. Join Gina Grad, Vinny Tortorich, Christy Bishop, and Matt Fondelier, plus your host Mike Dawson, and hear live music from Loxie and The Smokin' Kills. The winner gets $1,000 and the heavyweight championship belt. Special thanks to Chive TV, Gringo Bandito, and Tres Vientos Farms. Email info@officialwcog.com for more information this Saturday at Sea Legs in Huntington Beach. Corolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole Saturday at noon.
He said, Shecky, let's do it.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports here on Podcast One Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. Week 5 of the NFL season is now in the books. To hear a very solid and thorough review of that and to project ahead into Week 6 and beyond, listen to the Dave Damashek football program wherever you find your favorite podcasts. I have extended, Ace, an invitation to one Sonny Carolla to come down to the NFL Network there. You've paid a visit there as well. I said make it a father and son trip while you're at it, and we can knock out who knows how many different things. But Sonny Carolla, I'm impressed with his fantasy talk thus far, along with the bald-headed guy he does it with.
He is pumped. He's excited. He has asked about you. I've talked to, you know, he works there. I mean, this notion of working at the NFL Network to 12-year-old Sonny Corolla is like saying, when I was a kid, you heard about someone working at Baskin-Robbins, or he's one of Santa's helpers, and he's down at the North Pole constructing train sets as we speak. I mean, this is a fantasy come true. Now, obviously, there's going to be a letdown when he gets to the soup bar, and he realizes that your plaque has been pried.
I don't like to even talk about it. Still raw.
Off the wall after having the soup bar named after you. But once he gets over that devastation, he'll be excited. And I love going to the NFL Network, not only for the content, the people, and the hot NFL talk, but for the hardscape and landscaping that goes on in that building.
Yeah, you always have admired
that. I'm in love with that. I love all the indigenous succulents.
What do they call succulents? Yeah,
succulent indigenous.
They have them all over, yeah, because, yeah, they don't, yeah, they play into the fact that we're into a desert. And, yeah, but also you'll be pleased to know a little update. There is a life-sized image of me standing, an image of me right in between the men's and women's bathrooms now.
Really?
Yeah. When you walk in, like you're never alone. Dave's always with you. You know, he's got your back. Even if everyone has abandoned you because of something, a foul going on within you. Don't despair. Dave's your friend.
Dave's there.
Yeah.
Large cardboard cutout, like you'd see at a 7-Eleven.
No, just right up on the wall there. Yeah, just stuck up on the wall. So it's just a reminder, you know, Dave's your friend. Through thick and thin. It's nice. Anyway, we'll look forward to seeing you pay a visit down there soon. Ace, we were talking. In fact, Gary.
You know, I mean, you know famously that I went over there with Marshall Faulk and Rich Eisen, and he kicked me in the ass two times.
I didn't know that, yes.
Two times in a row, he was attempting a field goal and kicked me in
once
the tuchus.
Once is an accident.
You know? That's right.
I don't know. I don't want to play into any conspiracy theories, but, you know.
He literally, you guys can look it up online or YouTube it, but I think pretty sure it was two times in a row. And again,
I am almost certain that you're right about that.
One is an accident. Two is a sexual assault. And I'm not. Hold on. I don't use hyperbole.
I'm sorry to laugh about that. Yeah, I got uncomfortable.
I do not use.
Shame on me.
Hyperbole.
No, you don't.
Perhaps that gal with the bob haircut could come in from Tucson and sit down and talk to me about some of the goings-ons over there at the NFL Network. But Rich Eisen, who I've always known, has been, you know, I like him superficially, but I look at him as a little bit catty. And after the second kick to the tuchus,
this guy's getting a little too big for his britches in the world of podcasting.
Yeah, the second kick to the tuchus, that's when I realized.
Then again, you know, just to play devil's damage, are we sure that Rich Eisen has the athletic ability to kick a football into your backside twice in a row? I don't know about that. So it's interesting, and I do think we need a prosecutor to come in and do a thorough investigation.
I agree.
Meantime, Gary has asked me, or asked us, what do you think of the wonky things in the world of sports, on the fields of play specifically, the baseball dirt on a football field versus soccer markings on a football field. Where do you see those, Gary?
Every high school in the country.
Like high school kind of stuff.
But it came up because I was watching Red Zone Channel, and I was watching the Raiders game, which comes up with the dirt, and the Chargers game has the soccer markings because they're
Because of StubHub Center. Right. Okay.
I want to cut you off 1 second. Is it Booger McFarland?
Yes.
Last week when they tried the hook and lateral with 13 seconds left on the clock, and the DB made a very nice play of getting his hand sort of wrapped in and sort of mucking up the works on a 4th-and-10 hook and lateral. Booger's like, oh, that was a horrible call. I was like, I think it was a pretty good call. It seemed like it would have worked if the DB didn't make a pretty outstanding play. But let's just keep going with your horrible logic. Like, all right, I would have got the ball. I would have stopped. I would have been tackled and spiked the ball and then run out the clock or throw a Hail Mary. Like, according to Booger's procedure, he had this thing worked out where they just would have won the game. They were a long ways away.
Apparently, they're not about winning this week because they didn't run the highly improbable works 1.3% of all attempts Hail Mary.
They had two things they would have had to do. They would have had to – three things. He would have had to catch the ball and been on the happy side of the yellow stripe, and it would have had to be a first down. He was coming back for the ball. It was a little tough to know whether he would have got it. He would have had to get it. They would have had to rush to the line. They would have had to clock the ball inside of 12 or 13 seconds, and then that would have given them the opportunity at a 20-yard and change pass to the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
All those things would have had to happen versus a pretty gutsy call that if that DB didn't get his fingers around the receiver and break it up just a little, could have taken it to pay dirt.
No matter what, I'm all for more laterals in desperation.
And
it's confused. It's much more confusing. You can see it to the defense. It's a matter of like angles and physics that it's hard to get the guy behind. You can see them struggling. Like, I'm waiting for you to get behind me so I can throw it back. But I think that's a more effective play than the Hail Mary.
And he would have gone out of bounds. If he didn't score, if the lateral had been successful instead of scoring, if he didn't score, and he possibly would have scored, but if not, he would have just gone right out of bounds and stopped the clock. It was a really good call.
I'm with you. It's my favorite play in history. For the people of a certain age will remember the last play of the first half in the divisional round down in the Orange Bowl when the Dolphins were trailing the San Diego Chargers, and Don Strock came in to rally him back, and he, on the last play, threw the hook and ladder to Doriel Harris, who caught it in one motion, pitched it to Tony Nathan, and he ran the glory. It's the most exciting play you'll see in the middle of a game
I could ever see. And so my feeling with Booger is you're not allowed to fault the call because the call didn't work.
they're all long shots, Booger.
Right. That's what I'm saying. No, it was a great call, and the DB defended it well. But it was a good idea to do a hook and lateral, or hook and ladder. Not sure. Shovel pass?
Shovel pass?
Hook and ladder?
We had vicious debates.
Hook and lateral?
I remember your friends Kevin Hench and Cousin Sal getting very cross with me for choosing option three.
I forget.
Shovel, shuttle, and there's another one, and I can't remember which one that I used to advocate, and they were like, that's not even an option.
The best part...
Stormed away from me.
The best part about everyone who defends their side of any argument is when they start marching out their logic. They go, listen, idiot, shuttle pass, like an airport shuttle. Like I'm shuttling, like you would take the shuttle to the rental car. That's what I'm doing with the football. I'm shuttling. And then they go, no, you idiot, it's shovel. Like you're shoveling snow. Like I'm shoveling.
Right. Throwing it for it.
Like you would shovel snow, idiot.
Shovel, shuttle, and there's a third one that I used to really push hard, and everybody, treated me like a moron.
What's your Jewish name?
Velvel.
Maybe it's Velvel. Maybe it's shuttle, shovel, or Velvel pass.
It'd be a better game if we had the Velvel pass in it.
All right, let's put a fork in this. I want to get to this. We got hash marks on the field from the soccer game. We got baseball diamond on the football field. What's the third?
I just for fun threw in dome baseball.
Dome baseball. All right, we'll do that in the next show. Right. First, I'll tell you about BetOnline.ag, college football, NFL football. Greatest time of the year has arrived. Don't wait to make your online wagers. Head to BetOnline.ag. Take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Use the promo code PODCAST1 to receive 50% worth a sign-up bonus, and do it today. That's podcast one for 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline.ag, exclusive partner, podcast one, Sportsnet. Whether you're in love with college football or NFL football, BetOnline.ag has it all. You can get into the action and do it today. Sign up today. Just go to BetOnline.ag. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% bonus when you sign up. Take advantage of this incredible offer right now at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
All right, we won't answer that question tomorrow because no good sports for you tomorrow. Back on Thursday, though, with more hot sports talk. For Adam Carolla, Dave Damashek, Podcast One Sports out. Good sports.